Bill's Focus is presented by Atwal Eye Care, the official LASIK provider of the Buffalo Bills.
It's a chance to keep themselves in the upper half of the AFC as the Bills come off the bye to face the Tampa Bay Buccaneers here at New Era Field on Sunday. The Bucs will have starting quarterback Jameis Winston in the lineup as he returns from a sprained AC joint in his throwing shoulder. But for the Bucs, the problem has been their defense this year. They just can't seem to get stops. That's why Buffalo's offense looks to get healthy against a Bucs defensive unit that gives up yards and points.
Two corners that are definitely going to compete. Guys that have a bunch of confidence. They've been beat deep, but they've also made some plays on the ball as well, too. We have to be strategic in the way that we attack those guys and execute when we do call plays to go down the field.
Gerald McCoy is an all-world defensive tackle. They have a lot of depth, and they're a talented group, so I guess the numbers on the paper don't match up with what they're putting on the field. So it's a great test for us. It's a home game coming off the bye. You know, everybody's rested, everybody's fresh. And hope to get this run game going.
He can wreck a game plan at that three technique position with his penetration, his size. He's a force to be reckoned with, not only in the pass game but also the run game. So that's a little bit unique. You don't usually find a player that's the total package like he is. And then being in the division like I was, I had a front row seat to watch how he, you know, basically disrupted the running game over the years in Carolina, and then at times the pass game.
I just feel confident this week, our game plan we have. You know, it's time to get going. You know, it's time for myself to get rolling. You know, get back to the normal big chunks, big plays, more one-on-ones, opportunities. You know, like we've been doing. You know, so I look forward to this week having a big game.
We're used to going against these explosive offenses because we've had some of the best offense in the NFL over these first couple weeks. Honestly, it don't matter what quarterback is in for us. We do what we do, and then we just, you know, do the techniques and things. It won't matter. We just got to, you know, be in the right spot.
They find ways to move the ball. They got good tight end, two good receivers. They do good things. I mean, you can't sit there and say they're not a good offense. So we got to go out there. It seems like every week we got another good quarterback and good receiver going again, so we got to keep finding ways to get off the field.
The Bucs have yet to win on the road this season. They are 0-2 away from Tampa and have given up an average of 36 points and 500 yards a game. They're also 0-3 this season when they allow an opponent to rush for 100 yards or more. You can hear all the action on the Bills Radio Network. John Murphy and Mark Kelso will have the call. We'll have full postgame coverage here on BuffaloBills.com. I'm Chris Brown for Bills Focus, presented by Atwal Eye Care.